Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Bring up whatever you want right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm here in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And nobody.
So, coming up, we can talk about our visit to Concord, New Hampshire today. Nobody, you and I, and Chris Wade, one of our Friday night hosts, went up there today for a very important hearing on a potential decriminalization bill for cannabis. Now, cannabis was already decriminalized the first time back in 2017 here in New Hampshire, but this one takes it even further. We can tell you about what exactly they have planned on the way here, but let's go back to Joe. He's on the line in Michigan. Joe, you were calling about some of the issues that they're facing there in Virginia, where the governor, apparently they're trying to pass some law that makes it harder to recall the governor. And what else do they have besides all the gun control
they're
stuff?
They're basically bringing every tool to bear, because right now people are bringing every they're looking for any way to get rid of this governor.
Mm-hmm.
He crossed a major line. He crossed a line that to a lot of people means war. And people don't understand. 30,000 murders a year in the United States. Something like 10,000 of them involve guns. Okay? How many people are going to die in a civil war? How many people are going to die when the ATF is knocking on people's doors and people are answering with guns a-blazing? Because somebody's going to do that, you know?
Joe, what do you think?
I think one of them was they were, I don't know all the details of the law, but they were making it basically trying to criminalize criticizing the government officials. As far as I know, most states and the federal level, it might be a federal crime law. I mean, you can't publicly threaten public officials anyway. And basically,
well, you can't publicly or privately threaten anybody legally.
Yeah, it's not.
As Chris Cantwell just learned,
it's true.
This isn't threatening. This is just being critical of policy. Basically, they're wanting to extend red flag laws to any criticism. And, man, they always say, they go after the Second Amendment first, then they go after the First Amendment.
Yeah. And really, they're going after both at the same time, because there's an ongoing battle against everything the Bill of Rights. The First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Fourth Amendment in a big way, Fifth Amendment, and they're using torture.
I mean, there are people who think libertarians are extremist. I mean, are you going to be, if you're a registered libertarian or whatever, whatever party, I don't know, whatever third or fourth party, or you're independent, you know, who's to say that you could end up on some list, you know? I mean, this isn't China, man. This is Virginia, for Pete's sakes. And I don't know, man. This is just some scary stuff. I never really, the government does some messed up stuff, but.
Do you remember Goldwater?
Barry
Goldwater?
Yeah, my mom and him voted for him, but.
Yeah,
but
well,
he
wasn't right about everything, but he was right about a lot of things. And he said, moderation in defense of liberty is no virtue, and extremism in defense of freedom is no vice.
Yeah, he's right. I mean, if you look back at history, he got black or tarred and feathered, and they mischaracterized him. Of course, that was before the internet when people could find out a lot of, you know.
Who got tarred and feathered?
Well, they basically made him look like a nut job. They tried, you know, basically his chances of ever, you know, holding any higher office than what he had.
Yeah. And it's unfortunate because, you know, he could have, poverty was just, basically, if he had won, one of the big government wars on poverty would not have happened, and there would be a lot less poverty in,
yeah, I mean,
in the world.
War on poverty.
Because anything that the government makes war on, all of a sudden, everybody can get it. You know?
War on poverty just trapped people in poverty. It made it where people couldn't get out of it.
That's
and,
true. Look what the war on drugs did.
Yeah,
the war on drugs. It you got a lot of collateral damage from because you basically created a black market. The same thing they did with prohibition. A lot of the gun laws we got now came out of the prohibition era, and that was a problem they started, and they just made it, you know, made it worse. But yeah,
yeah.
I just,
see, I'm a drug war felon, and so it's like I'll never have a good job again. You know, unless yeah. I manage to start a business, you know, but
this
in terms of being an employee, it's just not going to happen. Nobody will ever trust me with anything.
This is Orwellian stuff, man. I mean, this is the kind of stuff where, you know, like they have that credit, social credit system over in China.
Mm-hmm.
How long is it going to be before we have something similar to that here, you know?
Well, we do.
I mean,
you know, criminal records for trivial offenses, for offenses that don't violate the rights of another, is a social credit system, and it is used as a drug war felon. I can tell you it's used to exclude me from a lot of different parts of the economy. It's used to take away my gun rights, because, damn it, you have a right to self-medicate.
Thanks for the call tonight, Joe. Anything else you want to share?
No, I just, you know, I just wish the libertarians were the party that, you know, I wish they would, I wish we had more viable options. Other countries, they got three or four political parties, and the big parties have to form coalitions and have to, they can't just rule like they do in the United States. And, you know, I guess that's a pipe dream, but
you see,
thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I vote libertarian because that's how I can contribute to their activism, okay? And I think their activism is valuable because I think it brings people closer to anarchy. But I don't think they should be an anarchist organization. I think they should be a minarchist organization because an anarchist organization which woke up one morning and realized that it was a political party would probably commit suicide. You know, it would cease to exist as an organization because an anarchist political party doesn't make sense. A minarchist political party makes sense. And if you accept it as being that, then it becomes a great recruiting grounds for anarchists that are friendly to them without agreeing with them on everything. So that's my surprisingly very controversial view of the Libertarian Party. And there's people who just want to insist it's the worst thing on earth because it's not pure anarchist. And I'm like, it's a political party, so it's not supposed to be pure anarchist. Okay? So accept a thing for what it is, and if you want something different to exist, then start the anarchist party. You know? If that makes sense to you. It doesn't make sense to me.
Hey, Joe, thanks for the call. Really appreciate hearing from you. And yeah, free speech is important, and I suspect that if they do pass those laws, the ACLU will likely challenge them, and they will probably be found unconstitutional. Because you are absolutely, it is your right to criticize government agents in the United States. That is one of the, you know, the nice things about being here is you can say the emperor has no clothes, and you probably shouldn't be thrown in prison for it, generally.
Yeah, see, the ACLU, I like them. I
like the New Hampshire one a lot more than I like the national one.
Definitely true.
There's more coming up here. 855, 450, free. We may be talking to Mark Edge from the Marianas coming up in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here, although I don't know if the Discord lines... I don't know if Mark is going to be ready to take Discord calls all the way over in the Mariana Islands, but in technically he should be prepared for it. How prepared he is, I don't know.
Well, Mark should be technically prepared, but...
but he forgot the network cable. That's one of the problems that we found out at the beginning of the show, is that he forgot to plug his network device into the router, which is usually going to be the problem that all the issues stem from. But he's here now, Mark.
Can you hear me?
We hear you, and you actually sound pretty good.
Yeah, it sounds like you plugged everything in.
Yes. I'm not going to take the total blame here. Something weird was happening, and I know Ian pushed a button somewhere. I cannot be completely blamed. Don't you people do it to me.
I might have been sending bad audio out as well. But we got all the issues ironed out here. Our callers are done. I wanted to finish up with that last caller that we had there as well, make sure he had a chance to get his thoughts out. And so the original intention was that you were going to take over Thursdays, which is actually Fridays where you are, because it's the morning over in the Marianas. What time is it there right now?
Right, the U.S. Mariana Islands, where the United States day begins. The time is, I think, well, so right now it is 11:21, but I think the best way to describe it for people, 11:21 a.m., is that at midnight here, it's 9 a.m., in Eastern time.
Right.
So when you're beginning your work day, we're ending the clock
hours.
Day.
It's 15 hours ahead.
Right.
Have you considered that very bad things could happen if the U.S. and China ever go to war? You would, you would be the closest U.S. territory to them, right?
Yeah, I would think that's true, but I don't think there's going to be a land war anymore. I mean, you know, exactly what, probably what would happen. There's nothing strategic here. So probably what would happen is if there was, you know, at the end of it all, maybe there would be some territories traded as there was at the end of World War II, if that at all. And, you know, I don't suspect anything would happen, anything more than Hawaii or, you know, California.
Well, I don't think anybody should make a decision as to where they're going to live based on what wars might, you know, transpire that aren't imminent.
Well, you know? I would say that Ludwig von Mises and von Hayek made very good decisions when they decided to skip Europe ahead of the Nazis moving into Austria, because I think their lives might have been much shorter and less pleasant had they spent them under the tender mercies of the Nazis, and they agreed.
All right, so, Mark, are you prepared to take over the show?
Sure. I wanted to talk to you guys briefly about this Cantwell situation. Can we do a merge here?
Yeah, sure.
While we do this. So you guys were talking
about
Christmas.
Yeah, I'll stay on with you if you want.
Thank you. I appreciate the big sacrifice there, Pope Nobody. So, Christopher Cantwell has been arrested by the United States Federal Bureau of Investigations.
That's right.
For a pretty dubious threat. I mean, the claim is that he threatened.
As threats go, it was pretty weak.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't say he was going to rape this guy's wife. He said he was going to F the guy's wife.
Right, and
which could easily be threatening to cuck him, basically.
Right,
right. It could be easily considered, you know, that somehow Cantwell believed in his mind he would seduce the wife, and that the woman would make the very poor choice is to have sex with him in front of her children.
In which case, his lawyer can argue both that the threat wasn't illegal and that the threat wasn't believable.
Not believable. I'd like to point out that there is a man named James Whittakine, you mentioned him a little earlier on the air, who has threatened me for 6 years on the air. And
the FBI's done nothing.
In text, he's threatened you in every way possible.
Right, and I've sent that information to the FBI. The FBI spoke with him, according to Whittakine. I don't know. I mean, nobody's given me this information. You know, they don't tend to communicate well with victims, as it were. But
tend to communicate well with victims that they consider enemies.
And that may very well be the case. I don't know what the answer is, but I will say that the FBI was Johnny on the spot to get this white supremacist, to arrest Cantwell for this white supremacist. He, however, will do nothing. They will do nothing against Wittekind, who has, I mean, the list of threats is explicit and long.
The government has no obligation to protect you.
Right. And so the idea that Cantwell has done something terrible, I mean, is Cantwell a terrible person? Yes, the news media certainly has painted him to be a terrible person. I think he's distasteful, would be the way that I would describe him. But regardless of that, the FBI clearly isn't a bunch of paladins of truth and justice. They're just going out doing whatever's convenient for them.
That's right.
This is a ruse for them.
I mean, I can't say you're wrong about that. That's absolutely true, and it does go to point.
This is Trump's America.
It wouldn't have been any different under Obama. These bureaucrats were all working for Obama.
Right. The threats occurred under Obama, too. There's the FBI is the FBI. That's how they act.
Yeah. I mean, just because they change out some head of an agency doesn't mean the fundamental bureaucracy has changed in any way, shape, or form.
That's definitely true because, you know, they're going to do what they're going to do according to their interpretation of the book, which is whatever interpretation is convenient to them at the moment.
The Republicans would have you believe that this is just a problem with some leadership over at the FBI. We're not against the entire, whole bureau or anything like that. And that's fine. They can be for or against anything they want. But the FBI has been an out-of-control, unprofessional organization for a very long time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So. It should be dissolved. There's no there's no constitutional authority for its existence.
The idea that now that they're being used as a to settle bickering disputes between white supremacists is laughable to me.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Tax dollars are hard at work.
Right. I would also point out that we're the number 26th most important talk show in the nation. The number 25th, this guy, Ben Shapiro, he had a threat leveled against him, and the FBI took care of that within a week. So apparently they can do their job when they wish, but for some reason they do not wish to do it for Free Talk Live. Maybe it's because of the Mall Here incident. I called the FBI unprofessional when they tried to assassinate those last three holdouts.
And this is the same organization that had 10 vehicles following me. Well, at one point when I was selling a quarter pound of weed, but they don't have time or energy to investigate someone threatening the innocent children of a talk radio host.
Well, and don't forget also that very same FBI that was investigating you for selling a quarter pound of weed had a heroin dealer that they let go so they could get to you, so they could try to have you infiltrate the Keene Activist Center, a peaceful activist center. They were willing to let a heroin dealer back out onto the streets.
Yeah.
So that gives you some idea of their priorities. Coming up, Mark and Alexander taking over from the Mariana Islands, the U.S. Mariana Islands, for the very first half an episode, Better Late Than Never, of Free Talk Live from the future, future, future. More coming up. Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. As the impeachment trial of President Trump continues, many Republicans are wondering when the House impeachment managers will get around to presenting the overwhelming evidence they have promised. The senators are wondering when they're going to hear some new information regarding the case against President Trump. As far as this idea that Democrats and Republicans would get to call witnesses, Republican Senator from Wyoming John Barrasso tells Fox News that all started.
Apparently it came from within the Democrat cloakroom. Possibly, I hear one of the senators from Delaware was the one who had mentioned that. That's Joe Biden's hometown.
Investors are taking hard looks at quarterly earnings reports as they try to get a read on the U.S. economy. Stocks finished mixed on Thursday after disappointing reports from Dow companies P&G, Boeing, and Travelers. Investors are also concerned about China restricting travel. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, coming to you from the U.S. Mariana Islands. It's Mark with you.
And Alex.
And, thanks to Ian and Nobody for catching my slack there. The first hour and a half of the show was supposed to be from here, but there was some miscommunication and some technical problems. And I think we've got those ironed out. And our plan is to continue to do radio programs here Thursday evenings, 7 to 10. And right now, of course, it's the next day. So it's Friday at 11:38 a.m. right now. I'm looking out over the, you know, the beautiful mountains of the Marianas here. What's that mountain up there that I'm looking at, Alex? Is that Tapachao?
It's another one.
It's a different one.
Contrary to popular belief, we are not going to go underwater when the ocean levels rise.
Yes, that's right. When and if ocean levels rise, there's plenty of topography left here at the Mariana Islands. So I guess I've been here close to a week now.
That's correct.
Yeah, and I've got to say that I like it very much. I don't have a return ticket, and I'm not intending to return to the United States, right away. So, there's some advantages to moving here, especially from a residency standpoint. Alex, the only way to get off of the rolls of the IRS is to either give up your citizenship and move to, like, Liberia or something, or to become a resident of one of the U.S. territories. Moving to a different country and just living there isn't going to do it. You have to actually go through the process of expatriating and getting rid of your citizenship and all that stuff. Because when you move to Austria or whatever, you still, according to the IRS, owe them money. But once you go to a one of the territories, then things change with the IRS, right?
Yeah, it's pretty wild. The U.S. is pretty much the only country in the world that claims its citizens as its tax sheet, no matter where they live around the world. In a normal country, U.K., Canada, Germany, pick your country. If you move to Cayman Islands, Bahamas, some tax-free jurisdiction, you can get your residency there, give up your previous tax residency, and escape. However, in the case of the U.S., they claim your worldwide income as your own. The one exception...
It's like the only country in the world that does that. Some people say North Korea, too, but, I mean, how many people are working for, you know, outside of North Korea and making money and sending it back? I have no idea. So, basically, the United States is the only jurisdiction that claims your labor when you are all outside of the country. It's one thing to say, you know, hey, when you're working inside our little polygon on the map, then you owe us money. But it's another thing entirely to say, once you leave our polygon, surf, you will continue to work for us because you are our surf and the world is our domain.
Well, it's even worse than that. You don't even have to have ever been to the U.S. Just having the citizenship, maybe your parents had it or you got it through some other method. If you have that citizenship, you've never been there, you've never used any government services, they still claim all your income as their own. It's pretty unbelievable, and there's only one way to escape it while keeping your citizenship, and that's to move to a U.S. territory.
So, I have moved to a U.S. territory at this point. What's it take to get residency? Now, obviously, things are going to be slightly different in places like Samoa, American Samoa, and Puerto Rico, and you know, a variety of these things. But what's it take to get residency outside of the United States in one of the territories?
Yeah, so there's many different ways you can get residency, and different jurisdictions and parties define residency differently. In this case, I think most people would be concerned with IRS residency. So for the IRS to consider you a resident of a territory and give you that territorial protection where they no longer are entitled to your income, you need to spend about 6 months in the jurisdiction and pass a few tests.
183 days.
Exactly.
Right.
Bona fide residency test, physical presidency test, among the closer connections test. So it's not as simple as just you move over here, you spend 6 months, but your wife, your kid, your house, your doctor, everything else is back at your home in L.A. That's not enough. You need to show that you have stronger ties to here than anywhere else, and there's a lot of information on the IRS website about how to do that. This isn't a tax advice program, but it's certainly doable.
Yeah, I think that basically you have to move as opposed to just sort of pretending to move. There are people, for instance, that could, let's say, live in Miami and then have a private jet and fly to San Juan and work, you know, how long does it take to fly from Miami to San Juan? 3 hours, 2.5 hours, especially if you have a private jet. No big deal. So, you know, Monday morning they fly in at 6 a.m. They're there at work at 9 a.m. They spend Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday nights in their condo in San Juan. And then they, after, you know, they clock out at noon on Friday, and then they fly back to Miami to spend the weekend with the family. That is probably what occurred that caused the IRS to say, no, you've got to be, you know, it's got to be more firm than that. But basically, if you live in a place and you don't have a private jet and you can't afford, then, you know, more or less you got to spend 183 days out of the year here. I would recommend, you know, getting the cell phone. You got to have a cell phone once you move here anyway. So it's...
Well, I think you mentioned San Juan, Puerto Rico, right?
Yeah.
The big difference between there and here is that you probably actually want to live here, right? Many people, they just go to San Juan for the tax benefits, but they have a lot of trouble. The crime rate's a little higher than they would like, everything is conducted in Spanish primarily, so it's hard to integrate with the local community or even feel as if you're a part of it at all. Here, it's the opposite. Everyone's friendly. They speak English. Quality of life is pretty good. Weather is beautiful. And you just feel more free. So I think that is one of the big appeals here, is that you might come thinking, oh, I only want to spend the minimum amount of time here. But after you arrive, you quickly realize, actually, I want to spend all my time here.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't spent the full year. I can't say that. But I can say that by the first day, I was beginning to think, yeah, I can do this. Not a problem. So what are the benefits, though? What are the things that one can expect as far as real sort of tangible freedoms that are more than the United States? Because, people are going to be asking this question. They're going to be wondering, oh, well, you know, why would I want to do that? And I would say one of the reasons is there's just far fewer voters here. Therefore, also, there's far fewer laws. So in New Hampshire, which was rated at some points the freest state in the union and is currently sitting at number 2, according to Freedom in the 50 States, there's close to 1,000 bills that are up for vote every year from the legislature. Whereas here, how many bills were up this year?
It was a little around 40 yeah, or thereabouts.
40 bills. Right. You could conceivably, as a single individual, read all the bills that are proposed, and you could try to talk to your legislature. Now, I don't know how successful that's going to be or whatever, but yeah, imagine they're going to listen a little more when there's so few but voters compared to legislators. So that's, you know, that's one thing. It's a small government. That's what we want, right? We want a small government. It's a small government.
Yeah, keep in mind, senators are elected with as few as 600 votes here. So the people are really in charge. Furthermore, if there's a law you don't like, you can repeal it by referendum. Or if there's a law you do like, you can add it by referendum. And unlike a big state like California and New York, which also have some referendum capabilities, you don't need millions of dollars to pay people to go getting signatures. You could just stay at the post office and collect the necessary signatures yourself in a relatively short amount of time. So here the people really are in charge, which is a really refreshing change.
Yeah, and as far as, you know, freedoms go, I guess we can say that one thing is that marijuana is legal, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. So, not every state in the union is marijuana legal, but it happens to be legal here.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxetril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxetril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxetril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Give us a call. Talk about whatever's on your mind. It looks like I could take some calls. It's Mark with you.
And Alex.
And we're coming from the U.S. Mariana Islands. And kind of the goal here today, we certainly may very well get to some other show prep, but, you know, and you can call in and bring up whatever you want. But today is to just talk about what my experiences are here at the Mariana Islands. And I am surprised that I do actually feel freer. So, I mean, Alex, can you give me some ideas to why you think I might be feeling freer? Like, what's made this happen?
Yeah, I think it's just the lack of a federal presence certainly is one thing. You don't see any federal buildings or anything like that in your face, whereas in any major U.S. city, you just drive around, there's just these monstrosities sticking up everywhere. In addition, I think it's the police presence is pretty minimal. You don't see police pulling people over. You don't see people getting arrested. You don't see government doing much at all. They're very island life, relaxed. They like to just, you know, enjoy life and not harass people. So I think it's, you really feel that you don't notice something until it's gone. And I think what you're noticing is the lack of government experience and just the happiness that you can see in the faces and lives of all the citizens as a result.
So with this abbreviated police presence, there must be, crime must be rampant.
Yeah, I mean, if you went to government schools your whole life, you'd probably think something like that. But in reality, I think there's been about 4 or 5 murders since 1995.
Since 1995, so we're talking 25 years. So there's basically a murder every 5 years. Now, when you consider how small the population is, that's probably, you know, it might put Mariana Islands up there high. I have no idea. But, I mean, most of these murders seem to have had to do with some kind of Chinese mafia called the Triads.
Yeah, it's sort of like any U.S. city, right? In Chicago, most of it's gang-related. Same thing here. So a normal person has pretty much zero chance of being harmed in that regard.
Yeah, it seems like, you know, for whatever reason, these might be people who took out loans or escaping gambling debts or in some way or another. You know, I don't know. I've never made a mob angry, so I don't know what it is that these folks might have done. But even the murders that do occur appear to be limited to a certain sphere, is what I'm saying. So, police presence here is abbreviated, but I think that they do enough to keep things calm, right? Like, it just kind of goes to show you don't need to over-police.
I wouldn't even attribute necessarily to the police. I think it's, you know, you just have good people around, you won't have problems.
It may be that, too. I don't know what the answer is, but I can tell you violent crime certainly is low. I hear that it's not a great idea to, leave things out where they could be stolen, but I haven't had any experience like that at this point that I can speak to one way or the other. And it's probably never a good idea to, say, not lock your car or something anyway, especially in a tourist area. So what are some of the other ways that you would say that Mariana Islands is freer? It's, you know, the freest part of the United States. So I would say taxes are a big deal. Once you can establish residency, you begin paying your income taxes to the Mariana Islands rather than to the United States government. And that's an important distinction for libertarians and Quakers and people who believe in peace generally, because the Mariana Islands doesn't have the death penalty and they don't prosecute wars, which means that your tax money never goes to kill people.
Yeah, which is a huge deal. There's nowhere else you can go that's not a U.S. territory where you can escape the IRS without giving up your citizenship. And escaping the IRS is about more than just not paying taxes for many people. It's about an ethical stand of not fighting senseless wars, invading countries, and doing other unethical things. And it doesn't just stop at the IRS. Are you against the drug war? Do you want to stop funding that? Come to the Mariana Islands. Are you against the federal prison? Come to the Mariana Islands. Whatever your beef is with federal funding, the best way to solve that is moving to a U.S. territory, such as the Mariana Islands.
Let's go to the phones. We got Vernon calling in from Louisiana. Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live.
So, boy, Mark, I am so glad to hear you during the wintertime. It's usually my mark break, and I am just so glad to hear you on the air. Thank you so much for going through the trouble to broadcast live from there. I wanted to...
Before you go on, we should talk about that a little bit. I intend here in February to begin broadcasting even more. So, at this point, it's one day a week, and it's going to go up from there.
Well, I hope that you will do that dual thing again where you're live with Ian, and you all just have such a good combination.
Big surprises coming in February.
So you all make the Mariana Islands sound like the best thing since sliced bread. I was looking online, and y'all have the best weather on earth. But one of my concerns is that there's no representation in the United States Congress. Like, they don't get a real vote. Is that correct, or am I wrong?
Yeah, you're pretty much correct. The question I would ask in response is what difference does it make? I mean, do you have representation in the United States Congress now? I mean, really?
Well, right. We can always turn it around and is it a wasted vote, or is it, you know, am I really, you know, does it matter? You're right. But, you know, but still, do you really not pay any federal taxes whatsoever? There's no Social Security tax. There's no income tax. It's just basically whatever tax they might have there on the Mariana Islands?
There is a Social Security-type tax, like a FICA tax, because the government claims that's not a tax, right? We're just helping save for you. So that is the only one, but there's no...
Is the Mariana Islands is doing it, or is it the United States government?
I'm not fully sure, but I believe there's a program with the Mariana Islands that then gives it back to the federal government, so they're kind of like sharing-type thing.
Well,
I have to look more into that.
So I guess if you believe that you have representation, because obviously you've chosen to continue to live in the United States. So because of that, just like Puerto Rico, just like Washington, D.C., just like any of these so-called territories, it's like you basically are still paying that tax. But yet, in our current form of government, which is supposedly going to be considered representation by your Congress people, you don't actually have a vote. I guess if you believe in that, that's my point. Right. But obviously, on Free Talk Live, it doesn't really matter, right? So.
Yeah, for me, what I would say in response to that is that my vote never mattered anyway, right? So the most of the time when I've voted for people, whether it's representatives or senators or president or anything like that, the guy I voted for didn't even win. Or the person I voted for didn't even win. So obviously I'm not represented in that standpoint. If it was the person that I voted for won, they didn't win by one vote, so my vote didn't make a difference in that election either. And I've contacted my Congress critters on a pretty regular basis, meaning more than once a year on issue after issue, because I'm on several lists, and, you know, I'll let them know what I'm thinking. I don't have a problem doing that. Well, it's not like they change their vote because of my email, or when I call, they don't answer the phone. So I would say the United States federal government has shown itself over the course of my 49 years on this planet as being wholly unresponsive to my wishes. So the idea that I currently don't vote on those representatives, I haven't lost any sleep.
I would push back on the idea that you need a representative to have any say. We don't have a representative that can vote in Congress, but we just got 3,000 visas exclusive to the Mariana Islands for construction workers. Nowhere in the U.S. has ever done that before. We don't even have a voting member. We're doing things that nowhere else is doing.
Yeah, I'd say the governor here amounts to a representative and is more powerful.
I can only imagine how limited the labor pool is there, so of course that makes sense. Anyways, listen, I just wanted to make that point, and I appreciate the discussion. And Mark, it's so good to have you on the air. Thank you all.
Thank you, Verdon. Appreciate the call. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. So, you know, Alex, I think we should go on and talk a little bit more about kind of some of the freedoms that you can enjoy here in the Mariana Islands, and give people some insight into some of the conversations we've had this week, because it may seem like I've been off the air, but things have been happening behind the scenes, haven't they?
Indeed.
Yeah, lots and lots of stuff. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, or you can use the Discord lines at discord.freetalklive.com.
Do you wish you could do whatever you wanted in your dating and relationship life, even if you're married? Do you wish you made more money on less hours? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.